USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden's administration is facing a slew of setbacks this week, including the Supreme Court striking down the administration's COVID-19 vaccine requirement on large private businesses, and key senators indicating they do not support changes to the Senate rules regarding the filibuster. The president doing his best to end the week on a positive note by talking about the bipartisan infrastructure law that was signed last year.
It's all about fixing the problem. I ran for president to unite the country. This bipartisan infrastructure law I signed a few months ago unites us around things we all depend on. Whether you're in rural Kentucky or downtown Philadelphia, you should be able to turn on a faucet and drink clean water.
The president and first lady spending the weekend in Delaware. This is USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with a six-piece towel set, USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in the towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
The administration is weighing in on talks had with Russia regarding Ukraine.
The talks have stalled between NATO and Russia over the buildup of Russian troops at the Ukrainian border. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
Reporting that has suggested we're going to reduce the number of troops we have deployed or somehow cut back on our overall force posture in Europe, those reports are wrong.
Also, in reply to a question, Russia's deputy foreign minister would neither confirm nor deny the possibility that Russia might deploy military infrastructure in Cuba and in Venezuela. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
AAA reporting the national average for regular gasoline is $3.30 a gallon. Texas still reporting the lowest price for gas in the nation at just around $2.92 a gallon. Gas is still up around a dollar more than it was a year ago. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Republican state lawmakers in Pennsylvania are planning to draft legislation that would relocate illegal immigrants flown into the state by DHS to President Biden's home state of Delaware. New York Representative John Kako reacts to the situation on Fox Business.
Local folks are starting to push back and say, look, we've had enough. Let's send them all to Delaware, which, you know, it's symptomatic of a larger problem. We've got to secure the border, and we've got to stop these nonsensical practices.
The forthcoming legislation is expected to include implementing a transportation program to relocate illegal immigrants to Delaware based on a memo from a Pennsylvania state senator. The NBA is telling teams it will end daily COVID-19 testing for players and coaches. According to The Athletic, daily testing for players, coaches, and what the league calls Tier 1 personnel will end after Saturday. Starting Sunday, only those who are symptomatic, exposed, or under enhanced directive by the league will be tested. Thousands of packages from Amazon and other retailers are being stolen from cargo containers near downtown L.A. KCAL in Los Angeles took footage from the Union Pacific tracks in the Lincoln Heights neighborhood. It shows the tracks littered with empty packages where thieves have been raiding cargo containers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.